From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Authorities are trying to learn more about the woman who forced a U.S. Airways flight bound for North Carolina to divert to an airport in Maine after she displayed what authorities described as suspicious behavior. The aircraft out of Paris, France, landed safely in Bangor today. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston details what triggered the alarm.
Senior law enforcement officials told us that there was a woman on the plane who sent a note up to a flight attendant, and that note said, "I have an implanted device of some sort that could bring down the plane." And that's what set off the event.
Doctors reportedly checked out the woman and found no sign of recent scars. House Homeland Security Chairman Peter King says the woman is a Cameroon-born French citizen who is traveling solo without checked baggage. Officials say they do not believe the woman was part of a terrorist plot. In Vienna, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says he has reached a deal with Iran to renew an investigation into Iran's possible past work on components of a nuclear weapon. But NPR's Mike Schuster tells us the agreement is still tentative.
For years, the IAEA has been trying to convince Iran to let it proceed with the investigation, which is based on 1,000 pages of intelligence. The agency also has evidence that Iran intermittently pursued studies and experiments on a variety of technologies that could be connected to nuclear weapons. But until now, Tehran has resisted cooperating with the IAEA. Now, on the eve of major talks with six world powers, including the U.S., Iran is signaling it may cooperate. Returning from Tehran, the agency's director, Yukiya Amano, said a deal is within reach, but conceded it was not finalized. Amano wants Iran to allow agency investigators to visit suspicious sites and interrogate scientists and engineers connected to the nuclear program. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is investigating the recent $2 billion trading loss at JPMorgan Chase's London office. NPR's Craig Windham reports the agency's chairman, Gary Gensler, is telling lawmakers that pending regulations should not contain a loophole for foreign affiliates of U.S. financial firms.
Some in the financial industry have been lobbying for carving out such a loophole, but Gensler tells the Senate Banking Committee the loss at J.P. Morgan shows that would not be a wise move.
I think it's a good reminder that risks in London can come back here and we can't have the U.S. taxpayer stand behind them.
Gensler says his commission is still working on rules to implement legislation passed 2 years ago after the financial crisis.
We will stand up and oversee swap dealing activity in a bank or an affiliate of a bank or securities-based swap dealing.
But he says the American public currently is not protected in that way.
That's NPR's Craig Windham. This is NPR News. About 850 workers at General Mills are losing their jobs. The Minneapolis-based maker of popular food products such as Cheerios and Hamburger Helper says it's trying to cut costs and become more efficient. The jury at the trial of former presidential candidate John Edwards has entered a third day of deliberations. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi reports jurors are trying to determine if the candidate or former candidate illegally used donors' money to conceal his extramarital affair during his 2008 campaign.
The pulse at the federal courthouse in Greensboro is that while a verdict could come at any moment, jurors may take several more days to render a decision. The 8 men and 4 women have requested about 20 pieces of evidence to assist in their deliberations. There has been no indication as to what kind of progress they have made. Edwards, the 2004 vice presidential nominee, is accused of using more than $900,000 from two wealthy donors in an attempt to hide his pregnant mistress. If convicted on all 6 counts, he faces up to 30 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Greensboro, North Carolina.
The Associated Press reports that the man accused of a series of stabbings in and around Flint, Michigan 2 years ago has been convicted in the death of one of his victims. Elias Abulazam was found guilty today of first-degree murder in the death of 49-year-old Arnold Miner, who was among 14 men the defendant is accused of attacking. 5 of the victims died. Before the close on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2 points at 12,503 in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ off 8 points at 2839. The S&P 500 up slightly at 1317. This is NPR News.